triggered my interest into cash heists. And I was like, hey, I wonder if when the economy is doing bad, do cash, like just straight up cash theft go up? Does that go up? Mm-hmm. And it's research, and apparently it does. This is like when people do this. So this one said, now this one was on Easter Sunday. It was a daring, audacious robbery from a Garda World Security warehouse. It was on Easter Sunday. A gang of audacious thieves struck at night. This is from a Guardian article. A gang of audacious thieves struck at night, dodged security measures like ghosts in the night, and disappeared with a staggering $30 million in cash. A record-breaking robbery that played out for real in Los Angeles' streets, not the fevered script of a thriller writer. Whenever anything happens in Hollywood, they go, and it's not a script.
It's not a movie.
Yeah.
$30 million in cash, that is... You'd have to have like... It is impossible for me to conceptualize the size of that...
Yeah.
Like the physical size of that much money. I can't.
This is depending on the denominations. It could be somewhere close to 7,500 pounds.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'll put the pictures of this. So this is what they think. And this is what I'm thinking. They came in. So in the months leading up to this robbery, there were, a higher number of alarms triggered at the warehouse, and they came, and every time it was a false alarm. And then that is a very smart move, because you know, you cry wolf enough, eventually, especially on Easter, somebody's gonna be like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going out there.
It's like the Kenosha bomb squad guy. It's like they just get used to this not being something it they have being, to worry about. So they're not attentive. They're probably slow getting there. I remember I worked in college. This is obviously not the same thing, but I worked in college for like the campus security. I was like a dispatcher. So, you know, if somebody like called or we found something out, I would like tell the people on duty to go check it out or whatever. And 95% of it was alarms going off. And like, and most of the time they'd be like, just turn it off.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the whole time I worked like a graveyard shift over the summer, and like, so they were always going off because it was just like middle of the night, whatever. And I feel like people could have easily broken in, triggered the alarm, and nothing would have ever happened because they were going off all the time. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. When I worked at the pawn shop, we had a, if I told the story before, sorry, but like we had a thing where we had silent alarms on our chest, like little panic buttons. Mm-hmm. And if something happened, we were to hit them. And then the security company would call and they would say, did you order two large pizzas? And if you answered yes or no, they would send police. The answer had to be like, hey, we accidentally set off the alarms.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yep.
So all this stuff is happening at one point. We had a guy asking if we would take a ranch rifle, which is essentially, it's a handgun caliber, but it's got a stock and a pistol grip. And the store I worked at the time didn't take anything like that. So anything with pistol grips, we took rifles and shotguns. So this guy comes and shows me, we're outside in his truck. He opens it up. He goes, would you take this? I was like, man, we wouldn't. It's got the markings of an assault rifle. He goes, well, it's not an assault rifle. I was like, I know. We wouldn't take it. He's like, well, could your manager take a look at it? And I was like, you know, whatever. Just be nice. I was like, yeah, sure. So he goes to bring it in, but doesn't put it back in the box. He just walks in with this fucking gun. And as he's doing this, we have a new girl that's like filing DVDs or something. And she gets a phone call. So the phone rings. She picks up and nobody hears her go, we didn't order any pizzas, and hang up.
Ah, no.
And so this dude is told that we can't take the gun. And he walks outside of the fucking store holding a gun as these cops are pulling up.
No.
The dude just melts onto the concrete. He's like, he hits the ground.
Yeah,
they
Jesus.
Call inside.
Poor guy.
Yeah, they tell our manager, they're like, you need to come out. What are you wearing? Go directly to the left. And she walks out and a cop like grabs her and like pulls her off to the side. And they're like, and it was insane. It was just an insane thing of like, thank God that guy didn't get shot.
Yeah, but, that reminds me. I saw this is his real name. His name is Joey Hamburger. Do you know him? He's a comic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He has a joke about how someone in his family gave him a gun as a gift and he didn't want it. And then he was thinking about, how do I return this gun? I have to walk into a store with a gun. Like, how do I do this? It's very funny.
Yeah. Anyway. We used to have people come in usually with their stuff in cases and gun cases, But more than a couple times, I've had somebody pull it out of their pocket and be like, hey, can I pawn this? And it's like, you buddy, like, what are you doing here? Yeah. So these guys, so they sold $30 million. They go in through the roof, and they blow out a part of the wall and escape through that.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, there's I'll put the pictures in the thing.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And this clearly, as we've seen, it has to be an inside job, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Inside job, someone who worked there, former worked there, because no alarms went off. They bypassed all the security systems.
I'm sorry, did they steal it from a truck or from a vault?
From an actual vault, like the actual, a Guard of World Security vault.
Yeah.
And they stole it. And so they got out of there. It's been since Easter. There are no leads, that at least those leads they've made public. Yeah. These guys might just be into the night with this one.
Yeah.
And so this got me thinking, and I was like, well, man, that's crazy. I bet Garda is really up in arms about this. So I started doing some research, and it turns out that Garda World Security is just like, it not only is it wildly inept, it is rife with theft and fraud and liars and thieves and bullshitters. Like, it is.
You're listening to a preview of a Patreon-only episode of Lie, Cheat, and Steal. Hear the rest of this episode and listen to our extensive back catalog of over 100 Patreon exclusives. Sign up at patreon.com/liecheatandsteal. For $5 a month, you get an ad-free version of our free episodes, as well as a Patreon-only episode every other Thursday. Thanks for listening, and don't get caught.